It is now time for Mondays with Mac, presented by Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. Every Monday at this time, we're joined on the phone by Mac Brown, the head coach of the Tar Heels. This week, coming off a big win over Virginia, 59-39. Coach, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning, and what are your thoughts about the game?
Aaron, thank you very much. We obviously really excited about the game. The first part of the excitement, Aaron, comes for Chapel Hill. It was so fun to see a full house again, and I know the businesses, the restaurants, the hotels have to have flourished this weekend, and after all the things that our community's been through and our country's been through with COVID and the pandemic, and we're still going through, it was so much fun to see the pageantry back, the traditions back, the people back, and the economy back. So that was the first part of it. And I thought our crowds did a really good job, and the students were unbelievable. Came early, stayed late, they were loud, they were fun. So our student section sure making a difference, and our crowd made a difference. And then a team that has had our number for since we've been here the last 2 years, but really nobody on our team had beaten Virginia. Not only was it a great win for us, but a win that was a dominating win. And offensively, we got on track, and Sam Howell, only the second person in Power Five of college football history to rush for over 100 and pass for over 300 yards, along with Lamar Jackson, who we saw play last night and play really well. And Sam's hit a touchdown pass in all the 28 games that he's played in, and he leads the country with that streak. So offensively, really, really proud of Josh Downs and Ty Chandler. Defensively, we held them to 21 yards rushing, and that's the last year they had 210 yards rushing against us. So we made them one-dimensional. Armstrong, their quarterback's really good. He's accurate. We sacked him three times. We had him on the move some. But give him credit. He's like Sam Howell. It was two great quarterback performances, and they've got big receivers. And we had our hands on probably three, four balls that we could have intercepted. We didn't get. But played much better the second half. Held them to 11 points, and they were 2 of 6 on third down, where they were 6 of 8 on third down in the first half. And then in special teams, Aaron, we were pleased with we're kicking the ball out of the over the goal line and kickoffs 22 straight times, and finally had a good punt return with Josh Downs of 38 points and played the onside kick really well and let it go out of bounds. So overall, just really, really pleased that a banged up offensive line and some banged up running backs rushed for 392 yards and held them to 21.
It's great when you can walk through every single aspect of the team and the game and have really good things to say about it. You know, it's a complete package. Josh Downs had such an amazing game, and I know we really got to see him shine for the first time in the Orange Bowl, and we said then, oh man, this guy's going to be something special, and he's really becoming something special this season.
Yes, he is. Josh is tough. He's smart. He competes. And he blocked well on Saturday. He returned punts well. He handled the onside kick well. And that catch he made down in the near the blue zone in the corner was one of the best catches I've ever seen, and obviously excited our team and crowd.
Another kind of key factor in this game has been kind of defensive adjustments. The last three games, it gave up some points in the first half, went into halftime, made some adjustments, came out, and every single time the defense had been a lot better in the second half and the first half. Say more about the adjustments that you and Bateman and the team are making at halftime.
Yeah, the defense is doing a great job at halftime, and it's even more difficult with a team like Virginia Tech, who changes a lot of formations, especially early in the year, and then Virginia, who they line up everywhere.
Yeah.
And you have to just figure out how you're going to play them, and they force you in some cases to doing too much, Aaron, because they do so much. You want to match everything they do, and we pretty much just settle back down and said, okay, let's just play. Let them have some of their stuff underneath, but we can't let them keep throwing the ball over our head, and we've got to make some tackles when they catch it, and they're not going to beat us if they can't run the ball and they can't throw it over our head. So let's just go back and play. We did a better job of that the second half.
Speaking with Coach Mack Brown again, coming off that win at home over Virginia, 59-39 on Saturday. No rest for the weary, back on the road this Saturday against Georgia Tech. They're going to be a tough opponent. They played Clemson real well. What are your thoughts about that game?
Well, Georgia Tech's very much improved. It's interesting. They had their upset with Northern Illinois at home in the last seconds, where Northern Illinois went for two. And it just shows you right now how crazy college football is. Then they had a chance to beat Clemson. Last year, I think Clemson scored 70-something against them, and the other day, Clemson had trouble moving the ball. Georgia Tech outgained them. The rushing yards was about the same. Georgia Tech won the turnover ratio and had a legitimate chance to beat a great Clemson team on the road. So 14 guys on their defense are back that have played a lot. Jordan Yates is their quarterback, and he's actually the nephew of T.J. Yates that we had here, and he's just doing a tremendous job leading their team right now after Jeff Sims got hurt. They've got Jahmyr Gibbs, who we tried to recruit as a running back, one of the best running backs in the country. So this will be fun. It'll be they moved their biggest game to Mercedes-Benz Stadium every year in their mind, their biggest home game, and that just happens to be us, Aaron. So just another great weekend, another fun weekend, and we'd like for all our fans from North Carolina to get to Atlanta this weekend. It should be special, but we'd also like for, I think Atlanta's our second biggest alumni base outside of the state of North Carolina, so we need all those folks in Atlanta to show up to try to help us on Saturday night.
Speaking with Mack Brown, should be an electric atmosphere in Atlanta, but of course a lot of fans will be here in Chapel Hill following you and rooting for you as well. They won't be able to necessarily be in the stadium, but what's your message for them to support the team as we wrap up this conversation?
Every Saturday, we need to be wearing our Carolina blue and get your kids in Carolina blue and get ready for that 7:30 game and start screaming and shouting. And if you can't make it to the game, pull us through from home. That's what we need. And it's funny, Aaron, everybody was griping about too many noon games when we got here, and now everybody wants a noon game because all these late night games make it tough. So when you've got a quarterback like we've got, you're an exciting team to watch. I worked for TV for 5 years. They want the best teams on at night because that's who's going to watch them. So we're a team that people like to watch, so that's why we're getting these night games.
Let the kids stay up a little bit later on Saturday night.
Absolutely. Put them in their uniforms, get them juiced up. They'll be jacked and go win a game, then they can put them to bed.
A game on Saturday night at 7:30 down in Atlanta, taking on Georgia Tech. Mack Brown, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Aaron, and thank everybody that came out on Saturday night and pulling hard for the Hills. Appreciate it.
And join us again next week for Mondays with Mac. And don't forget, you can elude the contact with free pickup and delivery from Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. Visit chapelhilltire.com for details. And tune in to 97.9 The Hill for Carolina football games during the Inside Carolina Live pregame show. Listen for the Drive Happy Drive of the Game presented by Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care.